Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for March the 8th, 2025. I'm so grateful you could be with me for these podcasts. They're short. They're hopefully insightful enough to answer some of your questions and maybe help you with your own inner life, your inner, I'm not going to say practice because most of you don't have one. And that's what we're going to talk about a little bit here today. The first question comes from Leslie. She does not tell me where she lives. She said, how do I change and what is a spiritual practice? Will it help me change? No, yeah, people rarely change, and what they do is they alter their behavior, try to control their impulses, and that's about as far as it goes. Doesn't get any deeper, doesn't go any further. So the whole effort in this lifetime is to decide what you want to do with your life. Here is the Greg Penn shortcut to all of this. Leslie, I don't know how old you are. I don't know what your background is. I know not what I do here. I have no idea who you are. But I can tell you for sure that you're not going to change. And the basic instincts that you have in your DNA, the basic genetic nature that you have, none of that's going to change. What you're going to try to do is hear what I say or what any spiritual teacher might say, and you're going to try to alter your behavior, alter the way you think a little bit. But in the bottom line, you're just going to go back to the way you were. There is a basic Leslie that lives within you, just a basic one. She's comprised of her DNA, her survival, her need for survival, and it's interpreted by her genetic traits. You will follow those genetic traits, and you will do what you're told to do. And how that will work is through impulse. And then you'll rationalize what you think, and you will rationalize what you feel, and you will cling to all sorts of silly things that are about the body, mind, and all of that kind of stuff. And that's as far as it'll ever go. Unless you want to do something really different with your life. And I don't know if that is something you really want to do because I have never talked to you and I don't know. But the average person listens to Aspire or whatever it is that that is of kind of quasi-interest, and they have some sort of motive for it. They want to change some part of their life, what they think of as their life, and that part is the part where they're not comfortable or they're not feeling that life is convenient or that they're not getting their fair share. I've heard that over the years. There's all sorts of craziness that I've heard over the years about all this. So when you start to really think about what you're asking, you're asking a lot to even think that you might want to change. Now, what would a true change be? It wouldn't be a change in your personality. It wouldn't be a change in your thinking because you're not going to be able to change it. It is made and conducted by our chemistry in our body, your estrogen, all of that stuff, all that good stuff that we like to get involved in. That's where we are with our life. We don't understand our biology. If you want to understand your biology, I highly recommend that you read Robert Sapolsky's book. Just take Determined if you really want to know the truth of it all. The book Determined is I think a real service to humankind. It really is. And then if you might want to read from the Hari, Sapiens and Homo Deus, educate yourself. Start to educate. Don't look for shortcuts. Don't sit there and think, well, maybe if I do this and maybe if I do that, this or that will happen. Don't do that. I can give you some advice. Educate yourself. Begin to understand how your body works with the chemistry in your body, the traits of your genetics. Start to understand. Go beyond the pedestrian mentality that just wants you to accept your impulses as they are and try to change them. Because at a certain time in your life, you're not going to change anything. You can't. You are determined by your, well, by your chemistry, by your body. Now, I know that sounds terrible. I understand that. I truly do. But the facts are the facts. And if you read Determined, you will understand. You really will. I've been doing this for many, many years. And I can tell you, Determined is right on the money. It definitely is the experience that I have had over the years with human beings. And you will understand it within yourself. In Determined, you will decide whether or not you will either try to futilely alter your behavior or, and you can do that for a while, or until it becomes a habit, or, I'm doing this or thing for you, or you can transcend. You can see what's going on in your life and what your life has really been all about, and then begin to move in a way within yourself that goes beyond the confines of willfulness, pride, vanity. You can do that. That you can do. But in doing that, you're going to annoy your family, your friends, maybe even your own self, because it will look like to you that something is wrong with you, that you're not maybe thinking the way you used to, talking the way you used to. You're trying to do something different with your body, your mind. That would be fine. But in the end, you're going to find that if you live for the body and by the body, which is what most of us do, we don't change. We can't change. But we can move into the direction of a higher, shall we say, authority. We can go and move meditatively into something that is beyond our minds. To have a mind that is not complicated, that is not always fighting, is not in competition, is not seeking to have more than what is going on, and learning how to understand that whole effort of what it means to awaken, to spiritually awaken. When that happens, when that becomes the thrust of your life, then something different, yes, can happen. Yes, it can. But it requires a great deal of focus, of discipline, and you will have to do things within yourself, like give up pride, vanity, ego, downgrade it a little bit, those things, and start to live and learn how to live in the gaps and the pauses between your thoughts. It is in those gaps and pauses that you will find the answer to your quest in this life, which is, can you change? You will see and recognize how that can be done. You will become forgiving and generous and kind. And these are traits that we have. There are those traits, I should say, within us that really do nothing but cause us havoc, misunderstanding, even personal violence. And we are personally violent to ourselves, maybe even to others. Anyway, I hope that helps. I wish you well in your in your search. You're not questing yet, but in your search, I hope that you find what you're looking for. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me, as always. Namaste.